On the line here, I have the mighty Marty Hansen, who runs M2 Sports in Calgary. And Marty's going to be doing a workshop with us up at the Yoga Lounge later this month. And Marty, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Oh, well, yeah. First of all, I really appreciate this opportunity, Jeff. And as you know, I've been looking to work with you for a very long time. And I'm glad that we have finally been able to put this this together in a form of a workshop called Learn Performance.
Mm-hmm.
And my background has been in, I guess, devoutly looking at sport, primarily alpine skiing as a coach. And that was up to 2006. So I worked with a variety of different teams from provincial to national team level. And was always fascinated by how people could perform very well, like to do the foundation work on one side, you know, the sort of rehearsal type things, and then on the other side of it, how they can let that really free flow. So I transitioned out of coaching teams in 2006 and started a company, M2 Sport, which is motivation and motion. And this is a one-on-one group, and then workshops, and as well we do a bit of writing. So we have an interesting client base, and yeah, I guess we've shared a few clients along the way too. And, so that's been kind of fun. And I guess if I was to describe myself, I'm very very passionate about the congruent aspects of how fitness, sport, consciousness, mind, body, spirituality, and all these things can fit together to, you know, have a very wide, broad, and fulfilling human experience.
Okay. And so, Marty, like, if someone is to, like, take this workshop with you, I know you use the word performance in the title. So, and Canmore, for example, is, you know, it's a very athletic community, very driven. Lots of Olympic athletes live here. What does performance mean to you? Because I know you've worked with people for such a long time and seen performance in so many different ways. What is your definition of performance today?
Well, when it comes to this workshop, I'm focused on the concepts and the conclusions. Now, that's a little bit loose, I understand, but why I want it to be in concepts and conclusions is that I'm going to focus on the individuality of things. So the individuality, I'm hoping that each person that comes to this workshop will have a much better understanding of their own personal intuition and their and how their imagination functions within that intuition, and then they'll have a clearer idea of how their intentions are really set from there.
Okay.
So how the performance aspect of that is, you know, what kind of quality and how quickly we can use these basic skills to on the spot do our best performances.
Oh, okay. So for example, say I'm just trying to run through like a typical Canmore person. Like, say we have a lot of people in our community that are really avid skiers. And so say if someone was at a plateau and they're skiing and they came to your workshop, like what could they expect? Like, because I know, like, say at the Yoga Lounge, we do a pretty good job working with biomechanics. We do a pretty good job working with mobility, opening, strengthening. And we do a fair bit of mindfulness work. But I think some people are probably curious, like, okay, well, if I check this out with you, what can I sort of expect? Because I think what you're getting at is really fascinating, and I think we just got to clarify that for people.
Yeah, there's a really interesting line between where refinement or variation of skill kind of departs, and it's replaced by a composition or even, improvisation or composition. So I know these words have a pretty big impact. In my experience, most people, they have, they perceive. So when you perceive a situation or they perceive whatever it is that they're doing, they've already got some senses of how it's going to work out. So perception, I think, is one of our strongest initial skills. So we filter quite a bit right off the bat.
Okay.
And then once we decide to participate, then normally in the very beginning, say from a beginner stage, the person would pattern a movement and repeat and repeat. And I think, this would be in yoga, you would asana the,
right.
the heck out of it.
Sure. Like you would do like sun salutations until you, with heightened practice and refinement to get better at, say, downward dog. Or I guess if you were a skier, you would log into times working on your turns to get those, build that baseline of technique and muscle memory to get better. Mm-hmm. And so where do we go from there?
Well, what happens through this process is that, time kind of travels in sort of an interesting path. Mm-hmm. And this pathway is based on, let's just for an example say that it's linear. So if we're going along in this on this linear aspect and we're practicing our skills, these skills eventually get to a point where all of a sudden time kind of takes on a different motion. I think we've all been in a situation where time kind of slows down,
right,
and our ability to observe becomes much more acute. And this is when things start to funnel into this improvising or composing side where performance really opens up and it's much more free flowing.
Okay.
So this is the state of mind that we're working into.
Okay.
Now, it'll probably go to just that extent as far as this workshop is concerned, but to completely identify the difference between something that is rehearsed
mm-hmm.
and something that is free-flowing and improvising on the spot,
okay.
This is an interesting spot.
Okay. So is this kind of like referring, say, to like a state of flow? Like, for example, if I'm on my mountain bike and, it's been like a lot of years of riding, and there are, oftentimes there's times where I'm riding where the situation is just being responded to and everything is going great. And I'm in that place where time disappears and I'm simply in what is happening. Is this sort of like the state that you're referring to, or am I a little bit off on that?
No, you're exactly right. And the interesting part of this is when we reach this type of consciousness, this
mm-hmm.
This type of awareness, is only you would know that, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, there would be some examples of, you would display some examples of how you're free-flowing within this because you're participating completely fully.
Right.
You're totally present
mm-hmm.
within, and you have a much wider focus of attention around you, and you're responding to it in a very calm and kind of assertive way. So time kind of goes vertical, I believe, at this point. And why I mean that is that all of a sudden imagination is
mm-hmm.
immediately creating form. And that's an interesting point. Whereas when you get back to the more fundamental skills,
mm-hmm.
Imagination is not creating form on the spot.
What's it creating?
It's it usually the loop is very slow at that time, and there's a lot of assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody's beginning to do something, their awareness is unable to move very quickly from spot to spot. So the loop is just slower.
Right.
You have to
okay.
basically talk yourself through a loop. Now, when somebody is skilled, that
mm-hmm.
loop is very quick.
Right.
And it can become extremely quick, the more a person is matured, let's say. And I think maturity is an interesting term in this regard, because you can observe with a maturity, but you're also contributing to that observation and actually able to increase performance as it goes along. Now, this is no different than any other part. Like we're talking about in the context of sport performance right now, but this as well works into healing. This as well works into the body's ability to relax, into being able to read, being able to actually listen. any of these things is too. So it definitely has many applications.
Right. This is super fascinating because I think a lot of people, whether they're in the Bow Valley or have had any sort of athletic experience or they've had like a really profound, meaningful yoga or meditation experience, they probably have been in various stages or tasted shades of this experience of flow that you're referring to. And so I find it really fascinating that it can actually be not something that is just happenstance or just by luck of a draw. This state of mind can be brought about, that she be trained and attuned. Is that sort of like one of the pieces that you're working with here?
Yeah, and that's a very good and strong point, because the mental skills are quite often marginalized and sort of assumed, you know, and if a person has the ability to be able to do something, let's say that they're able to actually visualize something, they can see it begin to happen. Everybody thinks that, well, I can't do it, so therefore I can't do it, when it's not the case. So I like to use the term imagery, and the other senses are involved. Intuition and how our intuition functions is usually in a very quick step from sensing something and then to actually having a feeling about it.
Okay.
And in this step-by-step process, intuition is very sensory. It happens super quick, and we all have intuitive abilities. It's just for the majority of us, we probably get an intuitive hit, let's say, and we don't even know that we really had it. So,
whoa! Oh, that's super interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and so when this intuitive hit happens, we tend to disregard it. So I like to promote the fact that intuition is actually a choice, and intuition is our most personal part. And, you know, in intuition, on the other side of it, is that it runs very fast. It works in a very basic sense of law, like in natural laws. So, how our instincts function is really based upon how our intuition functions as well. And I think, it's important to be clear that intuition is not spiritual in a sense, but it's certainly conscious. And there's a big distinction between consciousness and spirituality.
Right.
Yeah.
This is super fascinating. If intuition is a skill that can be honed, and intuition is like an aspect of our lives that we can deepen a relationship with, tell us about your own personal experience with this work. Because I know you just had like such a storied career working with athletes from like, you know, provincial level to like national Olympic level. Like, how has this influenced you, this work, and like your own personal intuition in your life?
For me personally, I have a very strong opinion, I guess, about my own personal meditation, in that meditation has a function to be able to help me be very clear on how I discern, and that this discernment is really based in my understanding of how to heal. And how to kind of, I guess for lack of a better term, not really sort of upset people around me. You know, and so I think that this part is helped me quite a bit to be clear on what intuition really means and functions. So my personal experience is personal, I guess.
Sure. Well, yeah.
But my understanding of it, as far as it applies to this, is people, I believe, right now are very anxious to move from sort of a collective way, of life, and the materialism and our approaches around big power and whatever else, and to become much more individual. But I don't think that individuality is of design. I believe individuality is of discovery. And so intuition is a good step in. And how I do intuition is should be the way my fingerprint is, and how you do your intuition is very personal to you. So this part of it is done through understanding and exercises and dealing with logic, so logic can be kind of bypassed, understanding our biases and things that we have been conditioned into, and then begin to see that these aspects are maybe interfering slightly. So it's making choice, and these choices are if the person wants to expand consciousness or improve upon the way they understand. When they make that choice, all of a sudden things look very different when they made that step. So I'm not saying that this this workshop is going to provide all the answers, but I know it's going to provide a lot of work.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Okay. So, Marty, I just want to say thank you so much. Like here at the lounge, we try and bring in like pretty cutting edge, interesting material, and this is like right up there. I feel just exploring material that works on one's intuition and how one sees the world and how one reacts to the world, and to be able to take that idea and then tie it into whether it's human performance or how they are socially in the world or the relationship itself. This is like far-reaching, very powerful material, and we're super looking forward to having you there. I'm going to try and clear my schedule, be there myself as well late this November for it. And for those of you guys that are out there that are ready to think outside the box and experience intuition and to learn about yourself, this is a tremendous opportunity. Thanks so much, Marty.
I really appreciate all the effort you're doing with this, Jeff, and I fully understand where this workshop sits. And you're correct. We are breaking some interesting ground. So, yogis, skiers, fitness people, hikers, whoever, we certainly welcome you.
Awesome. Right on, Marty. Convergence is happening. Thank you.
Woohoo! I'm glad to hear.
Sweet.
All right, Jeff. Well, we'll be in touch.
Awesome.